Der Wachenberg Jürgen Mishnah Hey Ka Khatosha Bitoira Kitmite Lashamas. All the Khatos in the Torah take precedence and have more Kedusha than Hashem, like we saw in Mishnah Bay, that a Khatas is Kodan Lahasha. Ask from the Dhamma Khatas a coin puts on all four corners of the Mizbeach. Chut me Asha Matura, with the exception of an Asha Matura, the Matura would bring his Asha before his Khatas. And so too, the Asha Matura would be Nikra before somebody else's Khatas. Bipnei Shahu Ba Heksha. The reason why the Asha Matura has more Kedusha than a Khatas, because it is Ba Heksha, meaning to say, the Asham is Mashir and allows the Matura to enter the Beit HaMikdash and eat Kachim. Before he is Mashir of his Asham, he cannot enter the Beit HaMikdash, nor can he eat Kachim. Now even though the truth is, before he brings his Khatas, he also cannot enter the Beit HaMikdash, nor can he eat Kachim, but still, the Asham has more Kedusha than the Khatas, as from the Dhamma Asham, the coin puts on the Bahonos of the Matura, and since from the Dhamma Asham, we put it on the Matura itself, therefore it has more Kedusha than the Khatas. All the Hashamos in the Torah, anytime somebody brings an Asher, he would bring it from an aisle which is 2 years old. And the amount the Torah wants him to spend on it is Keter Shkol, and he would have to spend 2 slums on that aisle. Chut me Asher Nazir v'Asher Mitzorah, with the exception of an Asher that is brought by another and an Asher that is brought by a Mitzorah, Shehem Bon B'nei Shnasim. They are brought from a one-year-old kevis. The Torah tells us that an Asher Nazir and an Asher Mitzorah would be a kevis as opposed to an aisle. And any time you bring a kevis to the Korban, you would bring a one-year-old. They ain't unbond because they're skull, and so too they would not have to spend 2 slum on their kevis. As we can infer from the fact that the Torah says that on an aisle, which is 2 years old, you have to spend 2 slum, that on a kevis, which is only 1 year old, you would not have to spend 2 slum. And since the Torah does not tell us exactly how much to spend on the kevis, it is up to the Nazir and the Mitzorah to spend on it what they wish. Masechet Brachim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, Kishem Shein Kodmen Ba'akrovasa, Kachin Kodmen Ba'achilasa. Just like the Korbanot that we have mentioned in the past few Mishnahs, that some Korbanot have precedence over other Korbanot, just like they have precedence as far as Hakrava is concerned, that the Korban which has more Kedusha, the Kohen would be Makrav before a Korban with less Kedusha, so too, they have precedence as far as Achila is concerned. As the Korbanot which are eaten by either the Balaam, for the Kohanim, the one that has more Kedusha would be eaten first. For example, a Chatas would be eaten before an Asham, and an Asham would be eaten before a Toda, and a Toda would be eaten before a Shlomim. Shlomim shall emes, u Shlomim shall ayom. Shall emes kod. If the Kohen or the Balaam have 2 Korbanot to eat, they have a Shlomim which was brought yesterday, and it still could be eaten today, as a Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and 1 night. And they also have a shlomim which was nikrab today. They should eat first the shlomim which was nikrab yesterday. The reason being, as the shlomim which was nikrab yesterday can only be eaten today, after the day is up, it can no longer be eaten, so therefore you should eat that one first, and only after that should you eat the shlomim shohayom, which could be eaten still the next day. Shlomim shohemet b'chatas v'asham shohayom. Shlomim shohemet kodu. If the Kohen has 2 korbanos to eat, a shlomim which was brought yesterday, and an atas or an asham which was brought today, he should eat the shlomim which was nikrab yesterday first, divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir. The reason being is that the shlomim which was brought yesterday can only be eaten until nightfall, as a shlomim can be eaten for 2 days and a night in between, so therefore, by nightfall, it can no longer be eaten, as opposed to a atas or an asham which was brought today, it could be eaten for yom v'laila, so it could be eaten throughout the night, so therefore the shlomim should be eaten first, since the zman for the achilas shlomim is less than the zman for the achilas chatas or asham. The chachamim amrim hachatas koydemet mipnei shehi kachet kachem. The chachamim disagree. They say the achila of the chatas has precedence over the achila of the shlomim, since the chatas is kachet kachem as opposed to a shlomim which is kachem kalem. Even though the zman for the achilas shlomim is less, still, the chatas must be eaten first. Now, we had earlier in the parak that 2 mitzvahs, one which is more tadir than the other, has precedence. So therefore, if we have 2 korbanos, one is a tamid, which is brought every day and is tadir, it would have precedence and be brought before a different korban which is not brought every day. And so too, we had a Mishnah Beis that a korban which has more kedusha than a different korban would have precedence. Now what happens when these two milos, the milo of Tadir and the milo of Kedusha, contradict each other? For example, we have the dam of an olas tamid that needs to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. And we also have the dam chasas which needs to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. Now the olas tamid is Tadir. The tamid is brought every day, so therefore it should have precedence over a chasas. On the other hand, the dam chasas is more Kedusha than the dam ola like we saw in Mishnah Beis. So which one is Nikra first? Is the Dam Ola Nikra first, since we're referring here to an Ola's Tumit, which is Tadir? Or is the Dam Chasas Nikra first, since the Dam Chasas has more Kedusha than the Dam Ola's Tumit? Now the Gemara asked this Shaila, and does not come to a conclusion, and the Mefarshim say that the Tadir should have precedence over the Kedusha.